So then I was out of school. I finished grade school in Bellingham. And we came back in 1929, and I was out of school for a year, stayed up on the creek, and perhaps it was because my folks probably couldn't afford to come in and rent a house. I'm not sure why, but I was out of school for a year. So then I started high school in 1930. Yes, 1930, and I finished high school here and graduated in 1934, and I went to the university, or what then was a college, for 1 year. But I met Roy when I was a junior in high school. I was living with the Joe Crossan family, and we were at a dance one night, and a mutual friend, I was dancing with this man, and he said, "Do you know Roy Olson? Have you met Roy Olson?" Well, in those days, you knew practically everybody, and his sister was in school. I knew her. I said, "No, I haven't met him," and I had my eye on him, but I hadn't met him yet. So anyway, Ed introduced us, but it was 3 years before we decided it was time to get married. So in the meantime, I worked at Circle Hot Springs and enjoyed always being there. That was a wonderful place. And then after we were married and he was working up at Berry Dredge, I still had worked over at the Springs until 37, I guess, was the last year that I worked there, I believe, yeah. And then that fall, we went out to Seattle. Well, yes, that's right. No, first of all, we had lived at Miller House one winter from 36, the winter of 36, 37, we lived at Miller House so that he could work for the Berry Dredge in the winter. It was winter work, and he didn't make much money, but whatever he made, he saved, because there was certainly no place to spend it. Mm-hmm. So, in the fall, my mother had passed away that summer in 1937,